Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 And Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, 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 yay.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'zivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim v'natan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Shabbat shalom, send that salam and thank Shah Rastafari. The Shabbat Eve right here, here, here. Seven Shabbats before the new year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah, coming forward here, here. The Shalosh Regalim, the Pilgrim Festivals, right here on the air, here, coming to the new year. He's ready to speak in.
For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. Thou shalt be called Hephzibah, 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 and thy land Beulah, 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 Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord hath sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stone, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called sought out, city not forsaken, not forsaken, not forsaken, not forsaken, not forsaken, not forsaken. but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, 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 and thy land Beulah, 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 Beulah. Be called Hephzibah, 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 and thy land Beulah, 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 Beulah.
Of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of...
Jump. Lord, see, I live it and reign in the heart of all man forever. Ja.
Ja.
Ja. Ja.
Ja.
Ja.
Ja. Ja.
Ja.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom. A song for days already inside your home. Send me Selam. Shabbat Shalom. Hey, send me Selam. Shabbat Shalom.
So I and I children sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my way. Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. My rest. My rest. My rest. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. His holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. The Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with the people, 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 with the people.
Shabbat shalom, send it
shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom.
My advice to all, my advice to all, my advice to all, my advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Everything takes time. Hebrew boy, everything takes time. Hebrew boy.
מזמור צדיה. לכו נרננה לאדוני, נריע לצור ישענו. נקדם אפניו בתודה, בזמירות נריע לו. כי אל גדול אדוני, ומלך גדול על כל אלוהים, אשר בידו מחקרי ארץ ותועפות הרים לו, אשר לו הים והוא עשהו, ויבשת ידיו יצרו. בואו נשתחווה ונכרעה, נברכה לפני אדוני עושנו. כי הוא אלוהינו, ואנחנו עם מרעיתו וצאן ידו. היום, אם בקולו תשמעו, אל תקשו לבבכם כמריבה, כיום מסע במדבר, אשר ניסוני אבותיכם, בחנוני גם ראו פועלי. 40 שנה אקוט בדור ואומר, עם טועה לבב הם, והם לא ידעו דרכי, אשר נשבעתי ואפי, אם יבואון אל מנוחתי, 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 מנוחתי. מזמור צד ובב. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, שירו לאדוני כל הארץ, שירו לאדוני ברכו שמו, בשרו מיום ליום ישועתו, ספרו בגויים כבודו, בכל העמים נפלאותיו. כי גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, נורא הוא על כל אלוהים. כי כל אלוהי העמים אלילים, ואדוני שמיים עשה, הוד והדר לפניו, עוז ותפארת במקדשו. הבו לאדוני משפחות עמים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, שאו מנחה ובואו לחצרותיו. השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש, חילו מפניו כל הארץ. אמרו בגויים, אדוני מלך, אף תיקון תבל בל תמות, ידין עמים ומשרים, משרים, משרים. ישמחו השמיים ותגל הארץ, ירעם הים ומלואו, יעלו שדי וכל אשר בו, אז ירננו כל עצי יער. לפני אדוני קיבה, קיבה לשפוט הארץ, לשפוט תבל בצדק, ועמים באמונתו, אמונתו, 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 אמונתו. מזמור צד זין. אדוני מלך תגל הארץ, ישמחו איים רבים, ענן וערפל סביביו, צדק ומשפט מכון כסאו. אש לפניו תלך, ותלהט סביב צריו, ואירו ורקב תבל, ראתה ותח אל הארץ. הרים כדונת נמסו מלפני אדוני, מלפני אדון כל הארץ. הגידו השמיים צדקו, וראו כל העמים כבודו. יבושו כל עובדי פסל המתהללים באלילים, השתחוו לו כל אלוהים. שמעה ותשמח ציון, ותגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך, אדוני. כי אתה, אדוני, עליון על כל הארץ, מאוד נעלית על כל אלוהים. אוהבי אדוני שנאו רע, שומר נפשות חסידיו, מיד רשעים יצילם. אור זרוע לצדיק, ולישרי לב שמחה, שמחו צדיקים באדוני, והודו לזכר קודשו. זכר קודשו, זכר קודשו, זכר קודשו, זכר קודשו. מזמור צד חט מזמור. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, כי נפלאות עשה, הושיע לו ימינו וזרוע קודשו. הודיע אדוני ישועתו, לעיני הגויים גילה צדקתו. זכר חסדו ואמונתו לבית ישראל, ראו כל אפסי ארץ את ישועת אלוהינו. הריעו לאדוני כל הארץ, פיצחו ורננו וזמרו. זמרו לאדוני בכינור, בכינור וכל זמרה. בחצוצרות וכל שופר, הריעו לפני המלך אדוני. ירעם הים ומלואו, תבל ויוש ובה. נהרות ימחהו חף, יחד הרים ירננו. לפני אדוני קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק, ועמים במשרים, 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 במשרים. מזמור צדתת, אדוני מלאך ירגזו עמים, יושב קרובים תנות הארץ. אדוני בציון גדול, ורם הוא על כל העמים. יודו שמך גדול ונורא, קדוש הוא. ועוז מלך משפט אהב, אתה כוננת משרים. משפט וצדקה ביעקב, אתה עשית. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו לאדום רגליו, קדוש הוא. משה ואהרון בכהניו, ושמואל בקוראי שמו, קוראים אל אדוני והוא יענם, בעמוד ענן ידבר עליהם, שמרו עדותיו וחוק נתן למו. אדוני אלוהינו אתה עניתם, אל נושא היית להם, ונוקם על עלילותם. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו להר קודשו, כי קדוש אדוני אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו. מזמור כ"ט, מזמור לדוד. הבו לאדוני בני אלים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הרעים, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלות, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום, 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 בשלום. Thank you.
send bet salam. Send bet salam. Send bet salam.
Send bet salam.
Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Send bet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Shabbat shalom.
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 Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Yay, 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 yay.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
What does Shema Yisrael Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh Achad, hear O Israel, hear O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important,
ברוך אתה אדוני,
ברוך אתה אדוני,
ברוך הבא ירושלים, ברוך אתה אדוני, ברוך הבא ירושלים,
ברוך הבא ירושלים. Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
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 Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad,
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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates,
my gates, my gates, my gates, my gates, my gates, my gates, my gates, my gates.
And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. Upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. And that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, O 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 God.
Thank you.
My advice to all,
my advice to all, my advice to all, my advice to all,
is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion.
To the lion.
To the lion.
To the lion.
To the lion. In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times to God. And at times to God. And at times to God himself. Himself. Himself.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And for the festival, seeing that the Sabbath is the first of the festival. So the reader will come forward, step forward and say in the Hebrew. And hear. And hear. Just a run through, a go through of the evening service for the Sabbath, the Shabbat. And for festivals, evening service, here, Shabbat Eve, TJIF, thank Jah, Rastafari, it's Friday. So here, the evening service for the Sabbath, the Shabbat, and for the festival, seeing that the Sabbath is the first of the festival. So the reader will come forward, step forward and say in the Hebrew, Barku et Yahuwah ham borak. The usual translation is, blessed be Jehovah, to whom all praise is due, to whom all blessing is due. Barku, bless y'all, barku, et Yahuwah hamborak. Modern Hebrew, barku, et Adonai hamborak. Blessed, praise, increase, abundant, be he who be who he be, to whom all praise, all baraka is due. Then the congregation, upon the reader's saying, that word sound, the aggregation response is, Baruch Yahuwah hamborak le'olam wa'ed. Blessed be Jehovah to whom all praise, all blessings is due forever and ever. So the aggregation responding to the Baruch et Yahuwah ham barak, responsa, Baruch, bless Yahuwah, he who be who he be, ham barak, the blessed one, le olam, forever, wa'ed, forever to time indefinite and onward. Hear. Baruch, ata Yahuwah Eloheinu, meleka ha olam. Blessed, prospered be thou, O he who be who he be, I and I Elohim, King of the universe, universal King. In wisdom, in chokmah, dost thou bring on the dust of twilight and openest the gates of Shemaim, of the heavens, to usher in a new day. In understanding, in understanding, overstanding, dost thou, the I, arrange the changes of time, of Iowa, and the succession of the seasons. Thou, the I, hast set the stars in their courses in the sky, according to thy will. Thou, the I, createst day and night, rolling away the light before the darkness and the darkness before the light. Thou, the I, makest the day to fade into the night, and thou, the I, hast set a boundary between day and night. Thou art, Yahuwah, thou art Lord, Master, Sovereign of all the heavenly hosts. O ever-living, eternal El, power, Hayel, as thy rule is established over the kingdom of nature of the Netches, may it also be established over us, over I and I, forever and ever. Praise, blessed be thou, the I, O Jehovah, who bringest on the evening twilight. Baruch ata Yahuwah ha ma'arib irabim. Blessed art thou, Jehovah, who bringest on the evening twilight. Baruch ata Yahuwah ha ma'arib irabim. With everlasting eternal love hast thou loved the Beit Yisrael, the Beta Israel, the house of Israel. Thou hast revealed to us, to I and I, a law, a Torah, direction, instruction, and commandments, statutes, and judgments. Therefore, Yahuwah Eloheinu, when we lay down, and when we, I and I, rise up, we, I and I, shall attend to thy statutes. Yea, we, I and I, shall rejoice in the words of Torah Teka, of the I Torah, thy direction, instruction, and in thy commandments for Iva and Iva. They are our life, I and I liberty, and the measure of I and I days, and we, I and I, will meditate on them day and night. Mayest thou, the I, never take away thy love from I and I. Praise, blessed be thou, Jehovah, who lovest thy people, Yisrael. Baruch atah Yahuwah, Ohev Amo Yisrael. Blessed praise, increase, prospered be thee, O he who be who he be, who lovest thy people Israel. Baruch Atah Yahuwah, Ohev Amo Yisrael. And here, when praying without a minyan, without the ten Torah observant brethren, when praying without a minyan, begin with these words in the Hebrew, El Melech Ne'eman. El, the power, is a faithful king. El, Hayel. El Melech Ne'eman. El, the power, the true God. Melech, king, Ne'eman. Ne'eman, faithful, the Aman. Here from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. Hear, O Israel, he who be, we be our power, our Elohim, he who be, we be the one. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. Praise be his glorious kingdom, his glorious government for ever and ever, forever and ever. Baruch Shem, Kabod Malkuto, Le'olam Wa'ed. You shall love Yahuwah Jehovah. He who be who he be, Eloheka, the I Elohim of all your heart and of all your soul and of all your might. And you shall take to heart, hartikal, these words that I command you this day. You shall teach them diligently to your children. And you shall meditate on them when you are at home in the bait, and when you are on a journey or trod, and when you retire for the night, and when you rise up in the dawning, in the morning. And you shall tie a reminder of them upon your hand and between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts in your home, in your bait, and on the gates of your cities. Here, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 to 21. And if you will obey my commandments, Wahaya im shemoa tisha me'u, and if y'all will obey my commandments, Wahaya im shemoa tisha me'u, then I command you this day to love Yahuwah Eloheka, he who be your Elohim, and to serve him with fullness of heart and soul. Then I will grant you my gift of timely rain for your land in autumn and in spring, and you will harvest your grain, your wine, and your oil. I will also give grass in your fields for your cattle, and you will eat the fruit of your labor and be satisfied. Be aware, lest you be misled into turning aside from the right course to worship alien Elohim and to bow down to them. Ha'el, Elohim will be angry with you, and he will close Shemayi, the heavens, the place of the upper waters, so that there will be no rain, and the earth will not yield produce, and you will fast, disappear from the good land that Yahuwah, that Jehovah has given you. Therefore shall you attend to these words of mine with heart and soul, and you shall bind a reminder of them on your hands and between your eyes, and you shall teach your children to meditate, to iditate on them when you are at home in the bait, and when you are on a journey or trod, and when you retire for the night, and when you rise up in the dawning in the morning. And you shall write them on the doorpost in your bait, in your home, and on the gates of your cities. Thus, like this, will your life, your liberty, and that of your children be prolonged on the land that Yahuwah, that he who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, promised your ancestors. For as long as the sky remaineth over the earth, over the earthly plane. And here, Numbers, chapter 15, verses 37 to 41. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak, daber, speak to the children of Israel, daber el bnei Yisrael, and bid them make fringes on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, adding to the fringe of each corner a thread of blue. And the fringe, tzitzit, shall be to you as a sign, so that in beholding it, you will be reminded to fulfill all the commandments of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and y'all shall not follow the promptings of the heart or the attractions of your eyes, to be misled by them. Thus, like this, will you remember to carry out all my commandments, and you will be wholly set apart before your Elohim. I be he who be who he be, Ani, Yahuwah, Elohekem, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. I, Yahuwah, am your Elohim. Ani, Yahuwah, Elohim, Asher, Rahu, Zaytia, Etekema, Me, Eretz Mitzrayim, Lihyota, Lakem, Lelohim, Ani, Yahuwah, Elohim. Emet, Ve, Emuna, Emet, true and certain it is. Emet, Ve, Emuna, true and certain it is that he is Yahuwah. He is Jehovah. I and I, Elohim. Ki hu, Yahuwah Eloheinu. That he be, he who be, who he be. I and I, Elohim. Ki hu, Yahuwah Eloheinu. There is none else. Ve'ein zulato. And that we, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, have been summoned to his service. It is he who redeemed us, I and I, from the might of kings. He delivered, I and I, from the grip of tyrants. Eloheinu, I and I, Elohim, brought judgment upon our enemies, our haters, and retribution upon our oppressors, I and I, downpressors. His saving acts are beyond our understanding, overstanding. His wonders are infinite. He kept us, I and I, in life and liberty, and he did not allow us, I and I, to stumble. He led us, I and I, victorious over the strong places of our enemies, over the strong places of I and I haters. He sustained I and I strength in the face of all our foes. He wrought miracles and judgments against Paro and performed signs and wonders in the land of Mitzrayim. He brought forth the Bnei Yisrael, the sons and children of Israel, from bondage to freeness. But their pursuing foes perish in the depths of the sea. His children witness his triumph as they praise Shemo, as they praise the Hashem, his name. In gladness, they declare their loyalty to his kingdom, their loyalty to his government. Moshe led the Bnei Yisrael in a song of acclaim. Who can compare to thee, to the eye and power, O Elohim? Who can compare to thee in holiness and idleness, in set apartness? Mi kamoka ba'elim. Who can compare to thee in power? Who can compare to thee in power, Yahuwah, O Jehovah? Who can compare to thee in holiness and set apartness? Mi kamoka ne'edar ba'kodesh. Thou dost ever perform wondrous deeds. None, no one can recount thy praises, thy eyes. They acknowledged the sway of his might as they beheld his wonders in the Yam Suf, in the Etarabahir, in the Red Sea, in the Eritrean Sea. This is Eli. This is my God. This is my power. This is Eli. Ze Eli Anu We Amru. This is Eli. This is my power. They proclaim Yahuwah. Jehovah will reign forever and ever. Yahuwah Yimlok Le'olam wa'ed. Yahuwah, Jehovah, has ever freed Yaakov, Jacob. He has saved him from adversities mightier than he. Praise be thou, the I, thee, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Redeemer of Yisrael. Baruch atah Yahuwah, Gaal, Yisrael. Cause us, I and I, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah, our Elohim, to retire for the night in shalom, in peace, and in the dawning, in the morning. Do thou the I, Malkeinu, our King, awaken I and I again to life and liberty. Enfold us, I and I, with thy protecting shalom, peace. And improve us, improve I and I with thy good counsel. Help us, help I and I, for thou art a merciful El, a merciful power. Shield us, shield I and I against foe and plague and sword and famine and grief. Liberate us, liberate I and I from evil powers that assail I and I on every side. Shelter us, shelter I and I by thy presence, by thy face, by thy perception. For thou, O El, Elohim, art our guardian and deliverer. Thou, O Elohim, art a gracious and merciful King. Mayest thou, the I, guard our coming and our going for life, for liberty and shalom and peace, now and forever. Mayest thou enfold us, enfold I and I, with the shelter of thy, of the I, shalom, of the I, peace. Praise, blessed be thee, O Yahuwah Jehovah, who spreadest peace, shalom over I and I, over all thy people, Yisrael, and over Yerushalayim. Baruch atah Yahuwah, ha pores, sukata shalom aleinu, we all call Amo Yisrael, we all Yerushalayim. And here, 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 fulfillment here on the Sabbath, on the Shabbat. This is what we say from Exodus chapter 31, verses 16 to verse 17. The B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, shall keep the Sabbath day and observe it throughout their generations for an everlasting eternal covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days, Yahuwah Jehovah made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day, his work ceased, and he ordained rest. Wishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabata, la'esota et ha-shabata, le'dorotama, b'rita olam, b'ini yahu b'ina b'nei Yisrael ot, hi, le'olam, ki shesheta yamim, asa Yahuwah et ha-shamayi, ve'et ha-aretz. U, b'yom ha-shbi'i, Shabbat, Yayir Nafash. Here, here, here. This ancient is going over this once again. Exodus 31, 16 to 17. And the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath day and observe it throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant. With Shamru, and they shall keep, B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel shall keep, et ha-Shabbat, the Sabbath. La Esot, to do et ha-Shabbat. Do the Sabbath, le dorotam. Do the rest, le dorotam, throughout their generation. Berit, a covenant, olam, an eternal covenant. It is a sign between I and the B'nai Yisrael forever. Beini, between I, ubein, and between B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, ot, a sign, he, she, ot, he, she is a sign, le olam, for Iver, forever. For in 6 days, Yahuwah made heaven and earth. Ki shesheta yamim asa Yahuwah et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. And on the seventh day, his work ceased. U bayom ha-shbi'i, Shabbat. And he ordained rest. Vaye nafash. Shabbat shalom, simbet salam. Here, 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 riding up with the Amida, which comes in after this right here. Here, here, for the Shabbat time. Shabbat shalom, simbet salam. Salam, salam, salam. Amida. Standing prayer.
Shalom, send that salam right here, 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 fulfilling the ecclesiastical year right here, festival season coming forward, looking at the dates 25th to the 26th, and also 27th. So the 25th and the 26th, according to Gregorian calendar right here, 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 is the eve of the 5th of the seven feasts, the appointed festivals, the feast in the, you could say in the end of the year, we have seven feasts, seven festivals. So we had the first three with Pesach, Passover, Fasica. Then we count seven Shabbats complete, the 49 days. And on the morrow after, right, the seventh Shabbat, we had the harvest. So that's four right there. Then we have a little season right here that we're fulfilling right here. And then we come to the last three, right? So there's three times in the year. And in those three times, there are seven feast appointments and festivals. You find that in Leviticus chapter 23. So here we're coming forward to the Day of Trumpets, what's called in the scriptures the Day of Trumpets, or in the Hebrew, Yom Teruah, 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 Teruah is like a blast, like a shout, a blast, the blast of the ram's horn, the blast of the shofar here in the season. So with Yom Teruah, which is a Day of Trumpets, is called Rosh Hashanah. In the latter days and times, it's known as the head of the year. We could say the Judaic civil, the civil, I want to emphasize that right here. Yes, yes, yes. The civil new year, the civil new year. As we know that the holy year, according to the Torah, begins in the, what's known as the springtime. That's where we begin the first moon, the first month, known in the Bible as Abib. Abib in modern Hebrew as Aviv, Aviv like Tel Aviv, also Abib as Abebeh, the barley harvest is the Abib. Abebeh in the Amharic means to bud, right, to flower. We have Adis Abeba, new flower. So here the correspondence here in the season. We're coming to the solar new year, Ethiopian Kingdom of God new year. This year right here, September 11th, and here about two Shabuas, two Sabbaths, two Strongs later, the moon, you know, in a sense, according to the lunar solar calendar, kind of catches up. So the new year, when we calculate according to the time of the heavens, the solar-wise, we have September 11th. When we calculate according to the lunar solar, we have right here coming up with the 25th, here in the season, September 25th. Right to the 26th, and then we have Maskal, what's called Maskal or Meskel, the finding of the true cross. As we mentioned before and went into further teaching, that from the Hebrew and the Torah, we have the fall festival season, the autumnal festival at the end of the year. We have the Day of Trumpets, right? Then we have those 10 days, the 10 days of awe, the 10 days of teshuvah, of repentance, of more cheshbon ha-nefesh, soul searching till we get to the Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is the Torah way of saying it. In modern Judaism, they shorten it, they abbreviate it to Yom Kippur. The difference, well, Yom Kippur means, you know, the day, a day of a atonement, while the scripture says Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonement, the at one man, right? At one man, at one man town, at one man's cross, at one man's mark. And here we have the finding of the true cross, September 27th. So it's a Hebrew, the Judaic, the new year. Right, according to Luna, according to, we could say, the holy place, looking at it from HaTorah perspective, we have the new year, the 25th to 26th, and then on the 27th, the finding of the true cross. Now, there's more to that revelation scripturally, right, and in, as they say, reality, the manifestation of the signs of the time. Just want to emphasize that right here, Judaically, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. So in the Ethiopia calculation, we have the 27th, the finding of the true cross, Maskal or Meskel. This corresponds with tabernacles, right, here in the season. And here, the third of the three pilgrim festivals is summarily known as Sukkot, right, or Hag HaSukkot, right? And Sukkot is booths, tabernacles, or more directly as huts, because it commemorates Yahuwah Jehovah made the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael and the Beta Israel, to dwell in huts, right, in temporary, you could say, accommodations during their sojourn. So here, as we come to the fall festival season, as we come to the harvest at the end of the year, as we come to the end of the sun cycle here in this particular season, some of the basics reason for the season. So here for this Eve, right, this TJIF, thank John, it's Friday Eve. We prepare for the Shabbat. Now, this Shabbat here is the seventh of the seven Shabbats. We have seven Shabbats that we count as we come before the new year. And this Torah reading and feeding corresponds with the seventh of the seven Shabbats. Now, this Torah reading and feeding is known as Nitzavim, Nitzavim, which means one standing, Bamrinya Komat Chukhal. But here from the Hebrew, Nitzavim, one standing. We pick up with Deuteronomy chapter 29, focus verses, verses 10 to chapter 30, verse 20. Then we have the Haftarah, or the prophet's reading, which comprises the theme for this seventh of the seven Shabbats. Now, this reminds us of after Passover, during the Passover season. We count the Omer, we count the growth, we have count seven Shabbats complete. So we have this theme of the sevens and the two sevens clashing, seven times seven, 49, on the mall after the seventh Shabbat, after Passover. It brings us to the first harvest, known as Shavuot, or in modern Hebrew, Shavuot. Shavuot, Shavuot, from Sheba. Sheba is seven, and a Shabu'a is a week or the 7 days. Just to give that groundation. Now, as we come to the end of the year, when we say the end of the year, we're saying the end of the ecclesiastical, the Hebrew churchical year, as we have in Acts of the Apostles chapter 7, the first martyr of the Nazarenes, the one named Stephen. He said, and the angel that was with them, right, in the church, in the wilderness, church in the true sense of the called out assembly, even I and I, in spirit and in truth, as we are gathered together here on the ear and in the iris. So giving up just a basic kind of general overview of the reason for the season, right, and in this presentation, the TJIF, we'd like to focus more on the prepping for the High Isla Day, the High Holy Day, corresponding here with the Nitzavim, one standing, Nitzav, to stand, but not just the standing as opposite of sitting, but the standing to take up a position. With the Israelites, this new generation here in this Torah reading and feeding, it's a new generation of Israel. It's the children of those who were brought out of Mitzrayim or Egypt. But because, you know, you can take people out of a situation, but you can't easily take the situation out of the people. So they came out of Mitzrayim, but they still had a lot of Mitzrayim in them. And therefore, Jehovah was not well pleased with them. Moshe pleaded and interceded for them, and Jah caused them to wander in the wilderness a year for a day that they spied out the good land, because they brought back the 10 of the 12, brought back an evil report. And the children of Israel, in that instance, had a bad exercise of democracy. In other words, they chose the 10 lying witnesses, false witnesses that brought back an evil report that slandered the land. I want to emphasize that. The slander, according to the scripts, was to the land, that good land, slander the land. Now we have a new generation. Right? John called on the youths because they are strong. So here's the new generation that Moshe, in these four reading and feedings, is giving his farewell sermon, address, his advice, his warning, you know, to the generation, as well as recording the previous history up to this very time for a new generation. May we be that generation that seeks the face, right, of the power of Yaakov, of Black Jacob. So here, for an overview, we have standing before Elohim, standing before the true good, the true God, the Nitzavim, Torah reading and feeding. Here we also have the last Shabbat, right, of the year, the last Shabbat of the ecclesiastical, the holy part of the year. So basically what we're saying is that when we begin roughly around the April-May time with the month of Abib, We have 7 months, 7 moons. This is what we know as in season. You might have heard the phrase in season, out of season. Well, here is the fulfillment of the churchical, the Hebrew churchical season, assembly season, the holy season, with the seven feasts and appointments, the Mo'edim of Jehovah. So the last month, right, of the holy calendar, right, and when we count, right, when we count here, you know, when we count from Tishri, like right here, we count for a civil year, but here this is the last of the seven moons. We're coming into the seventh month right now with the New Year's, the Rosh Hashanah. But in the Torah, keep in mind what the Torah says, it is the day of trumpets, right? The day of trumpets corresponding with the beginning, right, or the head of the civil year. So after the holy year first, foundation, the holy place, and then now we're moving in after this season here into, we could say, more of the secular part of the year. Reason being, we do not have these seven appointments, feast festivals, as John says, that all the males of Yisrael, right, three times in a year are to appear. So this would be like the third of the three times I would make I and I appearance, for example, in Yerushalayim, in the holy city, in the temple. So here, the last month of the Judaic calendar, when counting from Tishri, is called Elul. So from the first month, this will be the sixth month, and Tishri is the seventh month, which began, right, this year, right, August 26th at sundown. Now, traditionally, the final month of the calendar, it marks the beginning of a 40-day season of Teshuvah. Teshuvah in Hebrew is to turn. The sense of it is repentance, to turn from the wrong way and turn to Yahweh the right way. That culminates on the solemn holiday, the holy day of Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim, which is the sixth. That's the sixth of the seven appointments of Jehovah. So the sixth month known as Elul is therefore a time set aside each year to prepare for what is known as the Yamim Noraim. Yamim, the days, Noraim. Noraim is the days of awe, the awesome days, the terrible days, the dreadful days, the days between the day of the trumpets, Yom Teruah, or Rosh Hashanah in the later view, and the day of atonement, right? The day of atonement. It's a judgment theme and season, right? The month of Elul, the sixth month, is therefore set aside. It's set aside each year. So we begin this 40-day, right, of repentance, of soul searching at the beginning of the sixth month, preparing for the seventh month, and particularly preparing for the sixth appointment, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. So during that month, that moon, the sixth one, we set aside time each year to prepare for the days of awe, by getting our spiritual house in order. Now the Haftarah, which is the prophet's reading for Shabbat Nitzavim, for the Torah portion, the manna, the reading and feeding, the 51st, is Isaiah chapter 61 verses 10 to Isaiah chapter 63 verse 9. And this is the last of the seven readings from the prophets that are consecutively read before Yom Teruah, before the Day of Trumpets, a.k.a. also known as Rosh, the Ras, the head, Ha, the Shana, the head of the year. These Haftarot of comfort, they foretell of the restoration of Jah people and the coming of the Messianic age. In this Torah reading and feeding, this manna, this angel's bread, we have the future salvation, the Yeshua of the nation of Israel being described, the Beta Israel at home and abroad, even we, the Beta Israel over here in this Western Hemisphere. Jehovah, he promises, give his yea, yea, his amen, amen, to shine his glorious light upon Jah people and to reveal his glory. Despite the hour of disillumination of darkness and trials and tribulation that comes upon all the earth. So here from the Judaic, the Hebraic tribe, we can see a foreshadowing of what we find in the New Testament scriptures concerning the, quote, end times. So in other words, the New Testament scriptures, the end times, is like the macro view. And from year to year, we go through the preparation in what can be called the micro view. So we're saying that the end time eschatology of the Bible and the New Testament is based on the Hebrew Torah and particularly the feasts and the festivals. So here when we turn to Leviticus chapter 23, let's go 23:23, Leviticus 23:23, the feast of Jehovah, the fifth of the seven is trumpets, Yom Teruah, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah. This is prophetic of the future regathering and ingathering of the Beta Israel. When we say the Beta Israel, not just in Ethiopia, but all the house of Israel, from the east to the west to the north to the south. Here, 23:23, and Jehovah spake. And Yahuwah spake to Moshe, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, saying, in the seventh month, the seventh moon, in the first day of the month, shall ye y'all have a Shabbat, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, the blowing of the ram's horn, the shofar, the blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation, a set apart out called assembly. Verse 25, ye y'all shall do no servile work, no occupational labor, but ye y'all shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. So what we have right here is trumpets, right? The Feast of Trumpets. So basically when you hear about Rosh Hashanah, according to the Torah, that is the Day of Trumpets. That corresponds to the Day of Trumpets, the fifth of the seven appointments. And that fifth one begins the third of the three times in the year that all the males of Israel were to gather in the place where Jehovah would set the Hashem, his name. And now where he sets his name has a lot to do with where he sets the Ark of the Covenant. Just to point it out, according to HaTorah, right, when we read in HaTorah, right? So here. Just to get into a basic overview, since we're looking at the 25th, right? 25th, which would be the, what they call the first day. We call it the first day. They call it Sunday here. And then the 26th, Monday. And then Tuesday, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have the finding of the true cross. There's such a beautiful alignment when we start to look over the time and the calculation of time. We saw that corresponds. We said, chant. For a moment, just took us a moment to really get on the mic right here, because we're just meditating, say, wow, look how it lines up. It's interesting how it lines up, the solar and the lunar calendar, the wheel and the wheel, how it lines up in different years, the correspondence of, we say, Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, September 11th, or on leap year, September 12th, and the lunar, right, the Hebraic New Year. But in this season right here, we have a correspondence with the Hebraic, we say the Judaic New Year, and the finding of the true cross. But here, the word from Isaiah for this Shabbat, sos asis, sos, rejoice, asis, I shall rejoice, rejoice, I shall rejoice. So the theme of this seventh Shabbat of comfort is Shabbat sos asis in the Hebrew, sos, to rejoice, asis, I will rejoice, or in translation is brought out as, I will greatly rejoice. Sos asis by Yahuwah, I will greatly rejoice in Jehovah. Tagel nafshi, my soul shall be glad, belohai, in Hailiyai, in my power, in my source, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation, the garments of Yeshua, Yeshua at the root of Yeshua, of salvation, of victory. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, like a bridegroom who decks himself as a priest with beautiful headdress, and like a bride adorns herself with jewels. For just as the ground produces her crops and the garden yields its produce, so the sovereign Adon Yahweh Jehovah will cause deliverance to grow and give his people reason, even here in the season, reason to praise Isis him, to praise, thank and praise him in the sight of all nations, in the sight of all nationalities, right? So here, that's just the opening word, right? The opening word right here for the theme, right, of this seventh Shabbat that immediately, brothers and sisters, it immediately precedes, right? It immediately precedes the Day of Trumpets, right? The Yom Teruah, as mentioned here in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23. So verse 23 to 25 is the reason here for the season. And just to remind ones and ones of the theme of the shofar, the ram's horn, right, is blown during this time to awaken the soul, the psyche, right, to awaken the soul of Yasharallah, to awaken the soul of Yisrael. So here, reason for the season. Let's blow the trumpets, the ram's horn right here, Rastafari. Yes, the Rastafari way with that shout, lifting up our voice. Remember the word, lift up our voice like a trumpet. Interesting that it doesn't come out in the context sometime in translation is that here in these Shabbats of comfort is as Cha, as he, speaking to she. So when he's speaking to Yisrael in this context, he's speaking to Yisrael as she, even as that bride. It reminds I and I of Revelation, where it says, as Jerusalem prepared, you know, as a bride for the bridegroom. So here we're speaking about the soul of Jah people collectively, corporately right here. And here, the first ear of the words from this Shabbat of comfort from chapter 62, Isaiah.
For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee.
I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord hath sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holy. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stone, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called sought out, city not forsaken, not forsaken, not forsaken, not forsaken, not forsaken, not forsaken. But thou shalt be called Hephzibah, 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 Hephzibah. Hephzibah, Hephzibah, and thy land, Beulah, 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 Beulah. Thou shalt be called Hephzibah, 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 and thy land is Beulah, 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 Beulah.
Yes, yes, yes. Hephzibah and Beulah. I think into the metaphysics of Hephzibah and Beulah. But we have a psalm right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm here in the season, according to the royal order, is Psalm 67. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 67. Give a first ear right here, here, here. Appropriate psalm here, reason for the season.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him.
And I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, and the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
For another day, Allah, Rastafari calling him Jah, Rastafari calling him Jah, Allah, Rastafari calling him Jah. אמא שלי אומרת מלך המלכים הגדיל הרשעים מדברת על
בבילון.
Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit a massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Padamawi, Padamawi, Inflatia!
The whole place is due for
Kedus ahadu amlam amin.
shiver the khal, shiver the kitsu, shiver the hayr, shiver the kadama, we hayr the la. Ja, Rastafari. Ajaja way on, wait. Ajaja way on, wait. Hey. Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Then Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. It is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises the Most High, Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought is the purpose and a plan, hey, aha, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. Workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my horn shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, inside your home, and still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well. Babylon be like, trying to cut the branch, please let it grow, oh, the roots of David, he could only be so, got to take it easy, please take it slow, hey, oh, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And better the Imnegede Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. A
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia!
The home places is due for
yes, sir, right here, first up. From His Majesty's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible, and the Book of Psalms. We're going to ride over today's daily psalm, Psalm 67. Mizmor Samech Zayin, firstly in the Amharic, the Royal Amharic, and it's themed a universal praise of Hailehem, of the power, the almighty power. Now, it's interesting because usually Psalm 67, right, is used as a seal of the Shabbat. Right, a Sabbath seal psalm, bespeaking of the prosperity in the 7 days to come, you know. But here we have it according to royal order as a pre-Shabbat psalm. Now, it's interesting because the first verse, right, the first verse to two verses concerns the priestly blessing. It's an adaptation of the priestly blessing that we find in Numbers chapter 6. The Nazirite chapter 6 at verse 24, the priestly blessing and adaptation. Getting some more of the details, but first up right here, the Royal Amharic right here, today's daily psalm right here, Psalm 67, give ear.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Here, Native Speaker Abraham Chebudet, His Imperial Majesty's Bible here, the Mizmor Dawid, Psalm for the Book of Psalms, Contagious Rhythm.
مزمور 66 بقنف 67 مزمور 66 بقنف 67 مزمور 66 بقنف 67 لمزمران عليك ببجناوج يداويت مزمور እግዚአብሔር ይማረን ይባርከንም ፊቱንም በላያችን ያብራ በአህዛብ ሁሉ መካከል ማዳንህን መንገድህንም በምድር እናውቀዘ አቤቱ አህዛብ ያመስግኑ አህዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ለአህዛብ በቅን ትፈርድላቸዋለህና አህዛብንም በምድር ላይ ትመራለህና አህዛብ ደስ ይበላቸው ሐሴትም ያድርጉ አቤቱ አህዛብ ያመስግኑ አህዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ምድር ፍሬዋን ሰጠች እግዚአብሔር አምላካችንም ይባርከናል እግዚአብሔር ይባርከናል የምድር ምዳርቻ ሁሉ ይፈሩታል
Psalm 67 God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him.
مزمور 66 بقنف 67 لمزمران عليك ببقناوج يداويت مزمور اغزيافير يمارن يباركن فيتونم بلاياتشن يابرا بأهزاب هلو متاكل مادانهن منقدهنم بمدرن ناوكد عبيتو أهزاب يامسكنو أهزاب هلو يامسكنو ለአህዛብ በቅን ትፈርድላቸዋለህና አህዛብንም በምድር ላይ ትመራለህና አህዛብ ደስ ይበላቸው ሐሴትም ያድርጉ አቤቱ አህዛብ ያመስግኑ አህዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ምድር ፍሬዋን ሰጠች እግዚአብሔር አምላካችንም ይባርከናል እግዚአብሔር ይባርከናል የምድር ምዳርቻ ሁሉ ይፈሩታል ይፈሩታል ይፈሩታል
Here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 67, is also a harvest psalm. So here, going to the Royal Amharic.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashwe, Ethiopia Menosh. You know? But who want the next verse? With Amharic. But who want the next verse with Amharic.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Salam to Teina Yisraelim. Today's daily psalm from the Mezmor Dawit, the Psalms of David. We have Silsa Sabbat, Psalm 67. Psalm 67, and here in the Metzahav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi Kermawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Holy One, blessed be He, the Isle of One, blessed be the name. So here we're going to compare and contrast the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, the Authorized, Advised, and Amharic Bible, alongside the KJV, the King James Version. Let's begin, let's ride up for the chief musician. A superscription here for the chief musician, but first, Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfesu Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, and Jemralen. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. Here we begin with the superscription, Le Mezemrana Leka, Be Beganawochi, Adawita Mezmor.
in the KJV, it has to the chief musician on the neginot. Neginot, Hebraically the biniginot, the binginot. Here we have the bebegenawoch on the begenas, the begenawoch, bebegenawoch. Hebraically the niginot and the begenawoch, the connection there, string music, or what I and I Rastafari would say is the harp. So we bring out that Hebraic sense, the bingi note, be a niggi note on the string music on the harps. Lemezemarana leka, to the musical chief, the chief of the musicians, to the chief musician, to the leader. Bebegenawoch on the begenas, the niggi note, the stringed music, the harps. Ye Dawit mezmor, a chant, a vocal intonation of Dawit, of the well-beloved. Yes, I. Now, interestingly enough, as we mentioned before, we have Mizmor Shir. It's both a chant, a vocal intonation, and it's a shir. It's an ode, as he would say. It's an ode of a song. So here, let's pick up and begin right here. And now superscription and the theme. One more thing, the theme. Yemekar Gizeh. Yemekar, Mekar. Mekar is the harvest. Yemekar Gizeh, the time of harvest, Mizmor. Mezmor, a psalm, a chant of the harvest season, of the harvest time. Now, we went into a couple more details of that whole idea there Hebraically, but let's ride up with the Metzah of Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Conquering Line, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David. Weep not, behold, Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Kuter And, verse 1. Ekziyavihir Yemaren Yebarkenim, Situnema Belayachin Yabra. God, the Gaziavia, the sustainer, the good, the open hand, the generous Ab Father, be merciful to us, to I and I. E Gaziavihar Yemaren, 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 be merciful to I and I. Yebarkenim, Yebarken, and bless us, Yebarkenim, and bless us. E Gaziavihar Yemaren, Yebarkenim, and cause his face to shine upon us. Fitunim belayachin, yabra, yabra, to shine, yabra, to illuminate his face, to illuminate belayachin upon I and I and I. Now here we have an adaptation, an adopting and adapting of the priestly benediction, the priestly barake, the kahinata barake, the priestly blessing from Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. Uter Hulet, verse 2. The Ahizab Hulu Mekakela Madanehin, Men Gedehinema Bemidrenawak Zen, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. So here in verse 2, picking up, we had a Selah. Hebraically, there's a Selah. The Selahs are not found in the Royal Amharic or the Ethiopic, and we explain the reasons for that as we have the Psalms. The Sefer Tehillim, right, is the liturgy and was the liturgy of Yisrael from the tabernacle of Moshe to the tabernacle of Zion, the tabernacle of David. So the Selah, that pause right there, right, the meditative of the Baraka and the blessing, Egziyavi Yemaren Yibarkenim Fitunim Belayachin Yavra Selah. Kutarulet, the Ahzavulu Mekakela Madanehin, Men Gedehinim Bemidar Nawik Zen. Be merciful to I and I, bless I and I, cause his face to shine upon I and I, pause, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. The Ahizab, Hulu, the Ahizab, the Goyim, the his votes, the peoples, international communities and ethnicities, all of them, in the entirety, the totality, the Ahizab, Hulu, Mekakel, among all of them, Madanih, Madanihin, Madan, Madan, the eyes, salvation, Adonai eyes, Madan, the salvation, thy salvation. Here, KJV says health, and there's that connection with the health and the healing. Madanihin, the eyes, male health among all nations. Mengedehinim, Menged, way, Mengedih, the eye, male's way, Mengedehinim, and the eye, way, Bemidere, Enawuk, Zen, Enawuk, so that. Here, there's a little diversion here between the KJV and Nawik, so that we know, so that we know, so that we know thy way, that thy way may be known upon earth. But here it says, Men Gedehinim, and the eyes may away, Bemidar, the earthly plane, and Nawik Zen, and Nawik Zen, and Nawik, so that we know, we become cognizant, I, so that I and I know the I way on the earthly plane. Kutar Source, verse 3.
Abetu Ahizab Yamesa Gnu Ahizabo Hulu Yamesa Gnu. May the people praise Isis. Isis, the I. May the Ahizab, the Ahizab, the Hizvoch, the peoples, the Hizvol, the peoples. Abetu, I father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, Abetu. Ahizab, Yames Gnu. Ahizab, Hulu, Yames Gnu. May all the peoples praise Miskana, the I. Male, Kuta Arat, verse 4. La Ahizab, Abekena, Tefarda, La Chualehina, Ahizab, Nimma, Bemidurlaya, Timerale, Hina, Ahizab, Desa, Yibelacho, Hasetima, Yadribu. Let make all the nations be glad and sing for joy. May all the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Pause. La'ahizab, and for the peoples, bekin, bekin, kin, straightforwardly, with integrity, bekin, tefardalachualehina, may the I judge them, for the I will judge them in uprightness, righteously, ahizab binim, and the peoples, amidurlai, timeralehina, for the I will guide the peoples on the earth, on the earthly plane, ahizab adesi belacho, the peoples be happy, hasetim, haset, hasetim ayadrigu, and sing for joy and rejoice. Kuta Amis, verse 5. Adetu, Ahizab Yameskenu, Ahizab Hulu Yameskenu. May the people, more correctly, the peoples, praise Yameskenu, Yameskenu. May they praise the Imel Adetu, I Father, Father of the House. May all the people, Ahizab Hulu Yameskenu, praise Miskana the I. Kuta the Sadist, verse 6. Midra frewana setech, exiavi hiram lakach nema yibar kenal. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Midr, the earth frewan, her fruit, frewa, frewa, her fruit, frewan, her fruit setech, setech, she shall give. She shall give her fruit. The earth shall give her fruit. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Egeziavi, her stain of the good, the open hand, the generous of Father. Amlakachinim. And our source, Yibarra Kenal, will bless us, will bless I and I. And Egeziavi, even I and I own source, shall bless, shall prosper I and I. Yibarra Kenal. Kutar Sabat. Verse 7. Egeziari her yebarkenal. Ye midrima da cha hulu yiferutal. Egeziari, a sustainer, the good, the excellent, the open-handed, the generous ab yebarkenal will bless I and I and I and I. And the ends of the earth shall fear, rephrase, shall reverence, shall respect, shall revere him. Ye midrim da cha hulu yiferutal. Yiferutal shall Rastafari, yes I shall respect him. Ye midrim da cha hulu yiferuta, 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 yiferuta.
Let them dance, cha cha. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
That's right.
Rewind and come back, selector.
መዝሙር 66 በቅንፍ 67 ለመዘምራን አለቃ በበገናዎች የዳዊት መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር ይማረን ይባርከንም ፊቱንም በላያችን ያብራ። በአሕዛብ ሁሉ መካከል ማዳንህን መንገድህንም በምድር እናውቅ ዘንድ። አቤቱ አሕዛብ ያመስግኑህ፣ አሕዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑህ። ለአሕዛብ በቅን ትፈርድላቸዋለህና أهزابنم بمدر لاي تمرال لهنا أهزاب دس سبلا چو حس ستم يادرقو أبي تو أهزاب يامسگنو أهزاب هلو يامسگنو مدر فريوان ستج أجزيابير عملاكا چنم يباركنا أجزيابير يباركنا يمدر مدار چا هلو يفروتا
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. 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 Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
Elect up to light up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
Samech Zain, Mizmor Samech Zain, Lamna Triach,
Be enikinot. Mizmor shir. Elohim. Yichanen. We barke. Yaera panayo aitano. Sela. Lata ata baareta. Darkeka. וכל כוי משועתך יודוקה עמים אלוהים יודוקה עמים כולם ישנחו וירנו לבומים כי תשפוט עמים מישור ולאומים בארץ תנחם סלע יודוקה עמים אם יודוקה עמים כולם ארץ נתנה יבולה יברכנו אלוהים אלוהים יברכנו אלוהים ויראו אותו כל עשי ארץ
مزمور سلسة ستس بك النف سلسة سبات لما زمران عليك ببقن عوج يداويس مزمور اكزياب هيري ماراني باركنم فيتونم بلايات چيني عبرا باهزاب هلو مكاك كلمة دانهن منقدهنم بمدرن ناوكزن عبيتو اهزاب يامسقنو اهزاب هلو يامسقنو لا أهزاب بك انت فرد الله تشوال لهنا أهزاب نمب مدر لاي تمران لهنا أهزاب دستي بلا تشو هستي تمي عدلكو عبيتو أهزاب يامسقنو أهزاب هلو يامسقن مدر فريوان ستتج اكزيابير عملاكاتش نمي باركنا اكزيابير باركنا يمدر مدارتش هلو يفروتا
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him.
Mizmor Samech Zain. Mizmor Samech Zain. Lanatriach. Be enikinot, mizmor shir, Elohim, yichanen, we barken, yaera panayo aitano, selah, 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 selah.
So what we have right here, what we have right here, in today's daily psalm, Psalm 67. Mizmor Samech Zain, Samech Zain, Psalm LXVII. We have here in the opening verses the priestly benediction, the priestly blessing in today's daily psalm. So from the Hebrew here, let's go through some of the basics here and zoom in on one of the themes in today's daily psalm. One of the themes is concerning the earth and the yield and the harvest. How is today's daily psalm both a universal, universal praise of Ha'elohim, of the Elohim, the Almighty Power, as well as a harvest psalm, a harvest hymn. So here. Mizmor Samech Zain. Alphanumerically, Samech, the Hebrew letter Samech stands for the number 60, and Zain, if you will. Zayin, Zayin, Z stands for seven. Mizmor Samech Zayin. La Menatziah. Be Neginot. Be Neginot. For the leader, the chief musician, for the Menatziah. Also, the word from Natsah means to overcome. So in the Hebrew of the New Covenant, the Hazon of Yohanan, called Revelation of John, when it speaks about he, one who overcomes, the overcomer, the Menatziah, the one who has Natsah, Natsah. Also in the Tree of Life, Kabbalistically speaking, we have the Sefer, the cipher that's known as Natsah and called victory. La Menatziah. Be Neginot, upon the Neginot. Neginot is a string, music, we could say the harps, but here as we zoom in, the sound, word sound, be Neginot or Binginot. La Menatziah Binginot, on the Neginot, on the string music, on the harps. Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, shir, shir, a song or an ode. It's a mizmor, it's a chant, a Isis. And it's a shir, a song. So it's like we say, like a sing jay, like even today, ones and ones might sing and my DJ in that sense. It's similar in the content by saying a mizmor. A mizmor is a chant, right? A chant, a certain way that is intonated. It's a chant. And it's a shir, a song. So both a song, a chant, Isis, and a song. So here Hebraically, this is the superscription is the first verse as we seek to emphasize here. So the numbering will be a little different. The Aleph, the first verse, is for the chief musician with string music, a psalm, a song. La Menatziah Binginot Mizmor Shir. So here the more proper in the KJV first verse is Hebraically the second verse. But here the second verse, God be gracious to us and bless us. May he cause his face to shine toward us. Selah. Elohim, yehanenu, we barkenu, yair panayu, itanu, selah. Now, one thing we want to do right here, we just have the Hebrew in front of us, the Torah and the book of Psalms. But we'd like to just see what the King James Version, we don't, you know, as we get into the Hebrew and the Amharic, sometimes, you know, when we recognize the more detail, the more context, we just want to compare and contrast right here. Give me one moment. Psalm 67 here from the King James Version. What's that verse? How that verse reads right here? The verse reads, God be merciful to us and bless us. And cause his face to shine upon us. Now you see that in English, up on us, upon us, right? Selah. So there is the difference. There is the difference, right? So here, let's bring this out from the Hebrew again, and then zoom into our first note right here in today's daily song, right? Now, first of all, to get a quick overview, it's a universal praise of Elohim. It is usual to connect this psalm, Psalm 67, Mizmor Samech Zayin, with LXV, or with Psalm 65. Psalm 65 as a hymn of thanksgiving. In the Hebrew, the Torah, or Tawada, the Torah. In the Amharic, the Miskana, the giving thanks, the thanksgiving, also the offering. Hebraically is known as the Torah, the Miskana offering, the thanksgiving offering. So today's psalm is usually connected with Psalm 65 as a hymn, a chant of thanksgiving for an abundant harvest that followed soon after. That followed when? When did the harvest follow? Soon after the victory over Assyria, over Assyria. Now, metaphysically speaking, it's interesting to look at Assyria. You might think of Assyria, yes, in the old times, yes, but in the Brit Chadasha, metaphysically, Assyria regards the intellect or the intellectualism, you know, over intellectualism. But the mention of the earth's produce, if it is to be so understood and understood overstood, is limited here in today's daily psalm to a phrase Hebraically in verse 7 in the KJV, the King James Version, that'll be verse 6, where it says, then shall the earth yield her increase. and Elohim, even Eloheinu, even I and I power shall bless us, shall bless I and I. So it's saying that even though this is connected, today's daily psalm, a universal, anniversary praise of Ha'ilahim, of the almighty power, is connected with Psalm 65, which is a harvest psalm, the mention of the earth's produce. If we're to understand it like this in today's daily psalm, curiously, it's limited to this one verse, King James Version, verse 6, here in the Hebrew, verse 7. And here's the verse in the Hebrew, right here, here, here. Aret natna yebulah yebarkeinu Elohim, Eloheinu. The earth, aret, the aret natna, natna, she gives, she yields, yielded her increase. Natna yebulah. Yibulah, Yibulah. It's interesting because for the seventh Shabbat, we have the Haftarah from Yeshaya, Isaiah 61 to chapter 63. And it speaks about, I think we have the quote right here, actually it's chapter 62. In the midst of those three or so chapters, 62 and 4, it says, thou, speaking to Yisrael Yasharala, he is speaking, it's like the bride is being spoken to by the bridegroom, the context. So Yisrael's address in the feminine. The metaphysics, Hebrew speaking, then the Hebraic science that's speaking to the soul, one heart, one soul, speaking to I and I psyche as a people, I and I soul, just soul people. Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 62, verse 4 says, thou, speaking to she, shall no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land, speaking to she, any more be termed desolate, but thou, speaking to she, shalt be called Hephzibah. Hephzibah. What is Hephzi? Hephzibah. Hephzi. Hephzi. Hephzi in the Hebrew means my delight. So if I say to a woman, you know, like, or I say concerning a woman, Hephzi, 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 my delight, bah. Bah in her, or more extended, Baha, Baha in Ha. My delight is in her. Hefzi Baha. So you see that in the English, in the KJV, Hefzi Baha. Hefzi Baha. Hebraically, Hefzi, Hefzi Baha, Hefzi Baha. Now, some say historically the queen of King Hezekiah and mother of Manasseh. Some say that there was one named Hefzi Baha. But this is a name for Yerushalayim, for Jerusalem, right? We say our mother, according to the Torah, even in the New Testament, it says that Jerusalem is I and I mother. Remember Paul, Rabbi Shaul, he brings out that parable concerning like Arabia and Mount Sinai. And then he says, you know, answers to Jerusalem, you know, and Jerusalem is our mother. So this speaks to the soul, right? The soul conscious of Jah people, because Hefzibah is a proper name, can be a name, Hefzibah, Hefzibah, my delight is in her, right? So here it's saying to Yisrael, saying to Jah people, after so much time of being forsaken, being desolate, reaping the consequences of disobedience, in other words, now here is the return. Right, here is the return. Thou shall no more be termed forsaken. Thou shall not be termed azab, azab, azab. You won't be termed azab. Neither shall thy land be termed desolate or shemama, shemama, shemama. Shemama in the Hebrew means like desolate. It's a noun, desolate. Like she is desolate. The land is desolate. But thou shall be called Hefzibah. My delight is in her and thy land, so she shall be called Hefzibah, and the land will be called Beulah. Beulah. Now it's interesting, Beulah, Beulah, Beulah really means that she is married. She is married. She has a Baal. She has a Baal. Beulah. 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 Beulah is like to say one, a woman who has a husband, but also in a sense, Beulah is the mistress. When I say the mistress, I'm saying in the proper context. The master of the house has the wife. right? She would be the lady of the house. She would be the mistress or the lady mass of the house. So Beulah comes from the root Baal. Baal in the Hebrew, I know ones go off to the Canaanite god, but the Canaanites, the god of the Elohim or whatever they worship, they called it husband. Basically, they called it husband, Baal. But the word Baal is used elsewhere in Hebrew. Even Jehovah identifies himself to be the true, you say, ruler, owner, the one who Israel is to be married to. So when they talk about, does Elohim, does Yahuwah have a wife? Well, here in Isaiah 62 and 4, it says, and thy land shall be Beulah. Thy land shall be married. She who is married, she who has a husband, she who has a kind of a master, one, you know, an owner, and she herself who is a master or a mistress in that sense. For Yahuwah, Jehovah delighteth in thee. That's why it brings out in Isaiah 62 and 4, and thy land shall be married from the same Baal, Beulah, root right there. I zoom in on that because when I was thinking about that, I said Beulah. I said that reminds me of the Hebrew term here, Yibulah. So if you hear Yibulah in the ancient pointing, Yivulah, more modern Hebrew pointing, but Yibulah, it might sound similar. They sound similar, but they're not quite the same. I zoom in right here because today's daily psalm is a harvest psalm, and here we're coming into a harvest season. The harvest season right here at the end of the year for tabernacles, ingathering, the finding of the true cross, the fall festival season, the harvest at the end of the year, right, at the end of the cycle, right, at the end of the sun cycle. But going on, right, we'll return to that hopefully. But the main theme in today's daily psalm is the summons to all peoples of the earth, of the earthly plane, to pay homage to Ha'elohim, to the almighty power. In the Judaic liturgy, the Kaddish, the psalm here, is often, Psalm 67, is appointed for recital at the termination of HaShabbat. And the reason being to inculcate a refined lesson. Here again, we have the note struck of the working week. So when this psalm, usually at the end, the seal up of the Sabbath, as we're moving forward to the first day and the next Shavuah, this psalm is often recited. But the theme is that the note is struck of the working week, the 7 days, the Shavuah, with the hopes and the expectation of prosperity. But with the psalmist, prosperity lifts the eye from earth, from the earthly plane to the higher heights, to the heavens. And so the psalm, the chant is a prayer. It's actually a tefillah, a prayer for Yeshua, salvation, victory in the widest sense. So the prayer here is a prayer. Today's psalm is a prayer for salvation, Yasha in the Hebrew. Right, and we have the name Yeshua also in the Hebrew, Yeshuot, victories, salvations in the widest sense. Not only for Yisrael, not only for Israel, but for the whole world. For the whole world. There's an interesting verse in today's daily psalm. Let me see if we can find this particular verse. There's a verse where it says, like, to bless us, right here, bless us. It says, Elohim shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall reverence him. The first part where it says, God, Elohim, be merciful to I, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known. In other words, we're calling on Elohim, the almighty power, to be merciful to I, and to prosper I, and to cause his perception, his face, his POV, to shine upon us, Selah. Why? That, so that. In other words, bless I. So Yisrael, Yasharala, we're calling for the almighty power to bless I, but it's not just for I own selfish reasons. Just bless us so we'd be better than everybody. No. Bless us so that your way, Yahweh, truth and life, may be known, may be recognized upon the earthly plane, and thy saving health among all nations. Remember the Abrahamic, that all peoples, all nations. So even the bracha here, this is a blessing that we are requesting upon I and I, but the purpose of it is so that Yahweh, that his way may be known. So in other words, not just bless me so I can have more than the other guy. No, bless I so that when I'm blessed, ones will look and say, Chan, he's blessed, and then they can learn Yahweh through the blessing upon I and we, and Jah saving health among all nations. So the context, you know, what says that, so that, right? So what came before, so that thy way may be known. But here, just going through this overview and connecting some of the verse, Yisrael's blessing is to be a baraka, an increase for all humanity. Here in particular, the psalmist in I does more than adopt the priestly formula. He claims for Yisrael, for Yashar'el. Now here is Israel in the son sense, that Yisrael is Jah's son. As in the prophecy, sometimes Yisrael is as she, is as a daughter, is as even a bride, right, within that sense. So the context, right, that relation. Remember, he created man, humanity, right, in his image, male and female, he created them. So Yisrael is the world's high priest. Yisrael as one man, right? So here in today's daily psalm, the psalmist in I does more than adopt the priestly formula that is found in Numbers chapter 6, verse 24, but claiming for Yisrael the sacerdotal dignity, that priestly dignity, not just for itself, but for all humanity. Yisrael is the world's high priest. If Yisrael has the light of Hailahim's face, of the Almighty Power's perception, point of view, faith, the world cannot remain in disillumination, unenlightened. Yisrael can show that he possesses as one man, all of I, the body as one man, Moshiach as the head, the Rosh, the Ras. We can show that I possesses this light, this illumination. And it's interesting because looking forward to Mezkel, the finding of the true cross, we say Berhane, right? Berhane Mezkel. The greeting is the light of the true cross, that we have that true light, right? Therefore, the world can no longer stumble in disillumination, that we possess this light by the manna. How do we show and prove? By the manna, in that I bears I self, that Israel bears himself during the days of business and activity that are ensuing. So the connection between business, work, prosperity, and faith, you know, it's all one. The Shabbat, right, so when this is said at the end, at the seal up of the Shabbat, and the Shabbat passes, right, and then the work week, the Shavuah begins, right, so as the Shabbat passes, if it leaves behind it a sense of this truth, then the Shavuah, the next 7 days, the work week, it can begin with the assurance, always faithful, always sure of a successful issue, of enough, you can say, income, of prosperity. The traditional association of the Sabbath seal, so it's by tradition that this psalm is said to seal up the Shabbat, to bring upon Jah people a baraka in the 7 days, the Shavuah, the strong to come. So the traditional association of the psalm with the Sabbath end, right, it supports the usually accepted interpretation of verse 6 in the KJV, verse 7 in the Hebrew, the earth hath yielded her increase, then shall the earth yield her increase, and Elohim, even Eloheinu, I Elohim, shall bless I. Aret anatana yibulaha yibarkeinu Elohim, Eloheinu. But another point of view can be proposed that hopefully, looking at the time, we will have time to unpack. Right, so here, brothers and sisters and brothers, just take a pause for the cause right here, and let's just ride up right here with the Hebrew native speaker right here, you know, on the Hebrew, and then we'll get into some of the verse and hopefully bring out that sixth verse, KJV, seventh verse, concerning this season here, even this harvest season, the harvest at the end of the year right here.
מזמור סמך זין למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר. אלוהים יחוננו ויברכנו, יאר פניו איתנו סלע. מזמור סמך זין למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר. אלוהים יחוננו ויברכנו, יאר פניו איתנו סלע. לדעת בארץ דרכך, בכל גויים ישועתך. יודוך עמים אלוהים, יודוך עמים כולם. ישמחו וירננו לאומים, כי תשפוט עמים מישור, ולאומים בארץ תנחם סלע. יודוך עמים אלוהים, יודוך עמים כולם. ארץ נתנה יבולה, יברכנו אלוהים אלוהינו, יברכנו אלוהים, ויראו אותו כל אפסי ארץ. מזמור סמך זין למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him.
למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר, אלוהים יחוננו ויברכנו. מאיר פניו איתנו סלע, נדב בארץ דרכך, כל גויים ישועתך. דוך עמים אלוהים, ודוך עמים כולם, תשמח וירננו לאומים, כי תשפוט עמים מישור, לאומים בארץ תנחם סלע. דוך עמים אלוהים, ודוך עמים כולם, ארץ נתנה יבולה, יברכנו אלוהים אלוהינו, יברכנו אלוהים, ויראו אותו כל אפסי הארץ.
Yes, 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 yes. So right there, standard reading, and that was a little Chabad, Hasid chant right there, there, there. But let's touch on today's daily song. That was the intro previously. So here, getting into the verse right here and hoping to reach that harvest verse. First thing first, the first two verses, verses 1 and 2, we have recognition of Ha'elohim through Yisrael, the recognition of the almighty power. The almighty power through Yisrael. In these first two verses right here, here we're going to focus on the Hebrew translation and then zoom in on the differences from the KJV. So here we have in the first verse in the KJV, God be merciful to us and bless us. We don't read the unto, just to point that out right there, there, there. We don't read that un. Un mean not to. So I'm not going to say, you know, give it unto me, give it not to me. No, give it to me, give it to us.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
But, you know, it's grandfathered in all the readers that have read it. Maybe they didn't know that, but Rastafari, give I and I light. So here, Elohim be gracious to I and bless I and I. Bless us. May he cause his face to shine toward us. So what's the difference here? The difference is, how will he cause his face to shine? When we look at Numbers, right, Numbers chapter 6, the Nazarite vow chapter that has at the end the priestly blessing, is there a connection between the Nazarite, Rastafari, and the priestly Baraka. Let's just keep it Levitical right here. Here we have the priestly blessing where it says here, it says this right here, on this wise y'all shall bless the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel. Tibarku et B'nai Yisrael. Y'all shall say to them, Amor Lahem. Amor saying Lahem to them. Ye Barikika Yahuwah. We Shimreka. Ya'ir Yahuwah Panayo Eleka. We Yahuneka. Yisa Yahuwah Panayo Eleka. We Yaseh. Leka Shalom. Jehovah bless the eye and keep the eye. Jehovah make his face to shine up on thee and be gracious to thee. Yahuwah, Jehovah lift up his countenance, his face upon thee and give thee shalom. And it seals up right here. So shall they put my name, this is the priest, the blessings of the priest, right? And usually in the service, even Judaically, Hebraically, this often is said, you know, so shall they put my name up on the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, and I will bless them with Samu, and they will set with Samu at Shemi, my name, all upon B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, Wa'ani, and I, Ibar came, and I will bless them, Ibar came. Yes, and I will bless them. I will bless them. Wait. I will bless you all. Yes, I. So here, to zoom in on the part that we want to zoom in is that this verse, the first verse here in today's daily psalm, where it says, God be, well, in the King James it says gracious. In the Hebrew, it says merciful. Both meanings are true in the Hebrew. Elohim yechanenu, we barkenu, and bless I and I. Ya'ir panayo itanu selah. Now there's a difference here because the priestly blessing in Numbers chapter 6 verse 24 in place of shine upon. So in the Hebrew here in Numbers chapter 6 here, actually the actual verse here is verse 25 where it reads Ya'ir Yahuwah panayo eleka. Eleka, towards the eye, we huneka, and be gracious to the eye, we huneka, be gracious to the eye. Here we have, Ya'ir panayo itanu, what's the difference with itanu? Well, the preposition here is itanu means with us, it's a very intimate sense, like with us. Like, you know, itano, with I and I. So it's not just aleka, right, to the eye in the sense of upon the eye or towards the eye, but here we have Ya'ir, to shine, panayo. Ya'ir panav, Ya'ir panayo. And his panayo, his face, his perception, itano, shine with us. So that's a key difference here, Hebraically speaking, although this is an adaptation of the priestly blessing. The difference is not so much for his face to shine towards us, like in the direction of us or towards us, but to shine with us. So almost as we shine, he who be who he be shine. The variation gives an impression of closer contact and communion, right, of man, especially Yisrael, with the luster, right, the illumination, the shine of the Ivine, the divine light, and of yet greater and even a greater condescension where Hailahim bows the heavens and come down, a greater condescension of the power. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy salvation among all nations. La da'at ba'aret darkeka, bekol goyim, yeshuateka, the I Yeshuat, the I Victory, the I Yeshua, the I Salvation amongst all nations. Be called Goyi, that thy way may be known upon earth. This is an emphatic formula of the thought that appeared in the two preceding psalms. So when you read Psalm 60, 65, 66, you'll find the same idea. And he is building on this idea that thy way, that Yahweh, what Yah does for I and prospering and blessing I, will cause all humanity to recognize Yahweh. Hailahim's gracious, his grace, his graciousness in dealing with Yisrael, with I, will be the means of turning all peoples, right, towards Elohim, towards H-I-M. Verses 4 and 5 here, Hebraically, let the peoples give thanks to thee, O Elohim. May the peoples give thanks to the I, all of them. Yodu ka, yodu, yodu, yodu. Let them give thanks to Wada, Yada, yodu ka, to the I male, Amin, the peoples, Elohim. Yodu ka, let them give thanks to the I, Amin, the peoples, Kulam. Kulam, kulam, all of them. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for the I will judge the peoples with equity and lead the nations, and lead the nations upon the earth. Selah. Yismechua, we are running le'umim, kia tishpota amima mishora, ua le'umim bareta kanechim. Selah. So what do we have here? We have in these next two verses, may all humanity acknowledge him, acknowledge H-I-M, Hailahim. May the peoples give thanks, Yoduka, Amin, in recognition of his mercies to them. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou will judge, ki tishpot. Tishpot, ki, for tishpot, amin, mishor. Mishor is from yashar. We have yashar. Mi means like from yashar, from uprightness, from equity. Mishor, mishor, ki, tishpot, amin, mishor. Judge here. Judge in this sense, right, is rule over them or overrule the nation. This means, in effect, the reign of righteousness overruling ratchetness, in that they will enjoy shalom and true happiness and lead the nations, all nations, black, white, or otherwise, upon the earthly plane. Ulumim bareta tanchein. Selah. The verb is used of Hailahim. The same verb, right, the tanchein. Right, is used of Jah guiding Israel through the Midbar, the wilderness, the land of promise. We have this in Psalm LXXVIII and 14, or Psalm 88 and 14. Psalm 88 and 14, the same guidance, protection is at the disposal of all peoples. Jah will guide all peoples if, like Yisrael, they accept him. They accept the H-I-M as their Elohim, Hailahim. Here, verses 6 and 8 right here, the effect of allegiance. The effect of allegiance to Hailahim, to the Almighty Power. Hebraically, verses 6 to 7, actually 6 to 8 to seal up. These are the last three verses right here to seal the psalm. But in the King James Version, that will be verses 5 to 7. Let the peoples give thanks to thee, O Elohim. May the peoples give thanks to thee, all of them. Yoduka Amim Elohim. Yoduka Amim Kulam. So you can see there's like the chorus line. Yoduka Amim. Yoduka. Yodu. Let them thank Ka, the I male, Amim, the peoples, Elohim. Yoduka. Let the people thank the I, Amim. Kulam. All of the peoples. So here we have a repetition of the King James 3rd verse, the Hebraic 4th verse, but possibly with a change of meaning. If the verse is a refrain, a chorus line in today's daily psalm, it should more appropriately be connected with the previous section. But the introduction of Selah, the pause, Selah is like the pause, is like musically speaking, like going to the bridge, right, in that sense. It suggests that a new paragraph begins here. Accordingly, it is better to render, instead of a hope, an expectation, let the people give thanks, the confident assurance, the people shall give thanks. So it could be interpreted as, may the people give thanks, or the people will. Yoduka amim Elohim, yoduka amim kulam, that they will, the people will, shall give thanks to the eye. Here is the verse right here. The earth hath yielded her increase. May Elohim, even I and I, own almighty power, bless I and I. Aretha natana yebulaha yebarkenu Elohim Eloheinu. The earth hath yielded her increase. KJV brings us out in verse 6 as, then shall the earth yield her increase. The fruitful harvest is considered to be berkato, his baraka, his prosperity, his increase, and the sign, the ot, the sign of his favor. Such an interpretation some might reject based on these grounds here. A literal interpretation of this verse, verse 6 in the King James Version, verse 7 in the Hebrew, is not in keeping with what goes before, some say. How could the poet descend so abruptly from the heights of world, universal, universal ideas, to cornfields and vineyards? So some reject that perspective because they say, how could the psalmist go from the height of universal worship of all nations and Yisrael as the world's high priest to talking about cornfields and vineyards? And how tame, some say, the prospect that if or because Hailahim gives food to the people, all the ends of the earth will adore him. On these grounds, some explain, like M. Lazarus in the Ethics of Judaism, he explains that Yibulah, at the end of this exquisite psalm, does not mean vegetation, but in a figurative sense, Yibulah means product, that all nations praise Hailahim for his moral theocracy, for his moral government, even the government of his divine majesty of the world. This is the highest product, produce of the whole, the holisticness of the liberty on the earthly plane. Yebarkenu Elohim, Elohim bless I and I. And if he blesses I and I and I, we yere'u oto kol afse aret, then all the ends of the earth will reverence, will respect him. Then the uplifting consciousness of the divine, the divine government, or the moral order, Jah's moral theocracy of the world, will spread to the utmost limits, to the outer limits. In support of this reading of the text, there's a quote from Psalm LXXX and V. Or Psalm, here we have Psalm 85 and 12. That means I read the other one when I said 88. That's actually 78 and 14. 78 and 14 here, Psalm 85 and 12, where it says, truth, truth, truth springeth out of the earth, where the metaphor of growth from the soil is used to connect with a moral, a genuine moral idea. And here, this verse, the seal up verse, may Elohim bless I and I, may all the ends of the earthly plane reverence, respect him. Yibarkenu Elohim, Oto, may they reverence, Oto, reverence him, call all afse, the ends of the aret, all the ends of the earth, the earthly plane. Some say that this verse that seals up is understood, right, by the Revised Version and most modern scholars as a declaration of faith, and not so much as a petition as we had in verse 5, but this as a declaration of faith. Hear, 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 brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers. I know we didn't share the Midrash right here, 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 but just, you know, touching on the verse by verse, seeing a correspondence here, you know, the reason for the season, you know, in this particular season, in this particular time. Here we'd like to share as an outro for this Shabbat here. Let's see right here. Let's give the priestly blessing one time.
Yibarakeka Yahuwah, ve'yishmereka, Yair Yahuwah, panay eleka, ve'yachuneka, Yisa Yahuwah, panay eleka, ve'yasem leka shalom, ve'samuet shmi al bnei Yisrael, wa'ani yibarakem. Jehovah bless the eye and keep the eye. Jehovah make his face to shine upon the eye and be gracious to the eye. Jehovah turn his face to the eye and give the eye peace. Give the eye shalom. Yibarekeka Yahuwah, ve'yishmereka, Yair Yahuwah panayo eleka, ve'yachuneka, Yisa Yahuwah panayo eleka, ve'yasem leka shalom. Ve'samueta shmi al bnei Yisrael wa'ani yibarekeka Yahuwah. Jehovah bless the eye, ve'yishmereka, and keep the eye. Yibarekeka Yahuwah, ve'yishmereka, Yair Yahuwah panayo eleka, ve'yachuneka. Jehovah make his face to shine upon the eye. We yachuneka, and be gracious to the eye. Yisa Yahuwah panayo eleka. Jehovah turn his face to the eye. We yasem leka shalom, and give the eye shalom, and give the eye peace. Yeshua shalom. With Samu Eta Shemi Bnei Yisrael. Wa'ani Ebarekem.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom. Send us salam. Looking forward here, here. The seventh of the seven Shabbat of comfort, corresponding with the eve of the Hebrew New Year, the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Teruah, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, here in the season, looking forward to like the 25th, 26th, and Maskal, Meskel, the Barahana, Meskel, the finding of the true cross, the X marks the spot. But right here, 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 on today's daily psalm, with a focus on the face, all right, the face, the perception, the perspective. Yes, I see it, Yahweh, see Yah face. Right here, here, right up for the Shabbat time. Chavarim, Shabbat Shalom, Yeshua Shalom. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Destiny, Rastafari, to look upon Yah, pretty, pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So not the dread, the Lord, the Gentiles, them to come, one come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going home, going home, to seek in Rastafari.
Pull up that one, your justice. Hey, pull up this Rastafari, no man. It's hot.
I am one, to seek in Rastafari, to look up and just pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne.
not eject. Tell all the Gentiles them to come. One come to look upon ya pretty, pretty face. Far we are going on, going on, to seeking Rastafari. Till I see at the root of David, hallelujah, I am Congo, I think till I see at the root of David. Chant it out, hallelujah, I am Congo, I think till I see at the root of David. Hallelujah, I am Congo, I Mount Zion birds shall sing and say, Hallelujah.